Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. In Logan Cemetery, a granite bench marks the grave of Mae Swenson, a native Utahn and eminent poet. She was born in Logan in 1913 and attended Utah State University, where she published her first poem. She moved east in 1936, and eventually she became one of America's most inventive and recognized poets. She won many awards, including Guggenheim and Rockefeller grants, the Yale Bollingen Prize, and the MacArthur Foundation Fellowship. Utah State University conferred an honorary doctorate on Swenson in 1987. Despite her many achievements and her years living away from Utah, Swenson never forgot her Mormon heritage or her identity as a Westerner. Nature played a prominent role in Swenson's work. In fact, one published collection of her work is called Nature, Poems Old and New. These poems are brimming with imagery that evokes the beauty and complexity of the natural world. Here's an example, a poem called April Light, read by Paul Crumley, a professor of English at Utah State University who specializes in Swenson's work.
Lined with light, the twigs are stubby arrows. A gilded trunk writhes upward from the roots, from the pit of the black tentacles. In the Book of Spring, a bare-limbed torso is the first illustration. Light teaches the tree to beget leaves, to embroider itself all over with green reality, until summer becomes its steady portrait, and birds bring their lifetimes to the boughs. Then even the corpse light copies from below may shimmer, dreaming it feels the cheeks of blossom.
Another of Swenson's poems describes a well-known natural feature in Utah. Listen to this excerpt of Above Bear Lake.
A breeze and the filtered light makes shine a million bristling quills of spruce and fir down slope, where slashes of sky and lake hang blue, windows of intense stain. We take the rim trail, crushing bloom of sage, sniffing resinous wind, our boots in the wild, small, every-colored Rocky Mountain flowers. Suddenly, a steep drop-off. Below we see the hole, the whale of it, deep, enormous blue that widens, while the sky slants back to pale behind a water-colored mountain.
Listening to this makes me feel like I'm standing on the scenic outlook at the summit of Logan Canyon. That is, of course, where Swenson wrote it. For more on the Utah poet Mae Swenson, see our website, www.wildaboututah.org. Thanks to Paul Crumley and Maria Melendez of the English Department at Utah State University. And thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting the research and development for today's program. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.